It's now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Chad Blair joins us on the line with the last-ditch attempt by the city to get legislative funding for the Alawai Canal. Morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine.
So it's not looking good, is it?
No. What I reported on today was that Mayor Caldwell, Kirk Caldwell, sent a letter last week when he saw that a bill funding or matching federal funds for about $125 million from the state wasn't going to make it at the legislature. It was tabled in Sylvia Luke's House Finance Committee. And so the mayor wrote a letter to Senate President Ron Cochi and House Speaker Scott Sike, as well as other leaders, saying, look, you know, we need this money. We need this $125 million from the state. Why? Well, there's $345 million coming from the federal government, but it's not going to come unless the state ponies up the money. And what's the money for? Well, it's to control flooding at the Alawai, which many people have predicted. It's only a matter of time before there's an historic, devastating flood in that area. And, of course, Waikiki is right next door.
Right, and that project is really a risk reduction, right? I mean, you don't want a catastrophic flood to kill our golden goose, Waikiki.
No. In fact, it's called mitigation. That's the term that's used. But the Army Corps of Engineers has done an estimate on the potential damage that could come. And it's rather sobering. The details are so sobering that they actually included them in the bill, even though it hasn't passed. They're estimating, the Army Corps, that 3,000 structures could be damaged, that it could amount to a billion, B as in boy, billion dollars in repairs. Remember, Waikiki is so central. It's really the mecca of our tourism industry. $3.6 billion of that. That's about, well, almost half of total tourism revenue going to the state, the gross state product. So that's the big fear. Not only are you going to have the Alawai flood over and damage all sorts of things, but in particular, it's going to hurt our economy.
And this funding, the sharing, the cost sharing. I mean, really, the state is supposed to provide supposedly the money up front for the work, right?
Right.
And then the city then maintains it.
The mayor did say in his letter to the leaders at the House and Senate that it will take care of operations and maintenance. Earlier, Luke had expressed some doubt as to exactly what the commitment was on the part of the city. And, you know, Catherine, it's probably fair to point out there's some bad blood between Mayor Caldwell and Chair Luke.
Yes.
not just over the Alawai money, but also the rail tax and so forth. We need not bring up that history today. But the way that the mayor put it was, you know, we're kind of in this together. We need your help. We need the state approval. And by the way, he's not the only one pushing for this. Governor Ige actually brought up the request for the funds back in December when he first proposed his biennial budget.
Yeah, it almost seems like a game of chicken.
Yeah, and I can tell you, you know, as we're in the last few weeks of the legislature, anything could happen. I don't know what will happen, but it is possible, as you know, for the legislature to resurrect funds in certain ways. It is a big chunk of change, though, and that's what Sylvia Luke was also concerned about, that if you take $125 million away, well, that's got to come from somewhere else.
Right, and in all fairness, I know that there have been some concerns raised by the community about the retention basins upstream in Manoa, Palolo, those areas.
Right.
And there is concern about maybe less than, I don't know, great communication with some of those communities about what's being contemplated as far as a taking of land.
Right, but what appears to be at the bottom of all this, however, is that it's both a city and county issue, it's a state issue, and it's a federal issue. And here we're on the cusp of having an agreement, or at least it appeared that way, but not yet until the legislature decides to give up that money. But there are other concerns. You're absolutely right about that. But bottom line, what happens if that flood comes?
Right, it's risky business. All right, thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Kevin.
We've been chatting with political and opinion editor Chad Blair for today's Reality Check. Visit civilbeat.org for the full story and more.